Okay, good to see everybody. Thanks for being here. We have pretty much quickly bypassed the too much of the tape from yesterday and moved on quickly to Denver, obviously, because we're on the quick turnaround. We'll be playing those guys Saturday, so we'll start practice tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, the players will start at noon, and then we'll work a late schedule tomorrow, then right into the rest of our week. So that's where we're at as far as that's concerned. Injury report-wise, we really don't have anything to report today, which is good because the guy that asked all the questions isn't here, so that works out well. Oh, there you are. but we'll have an injury report for you tomorrow when we're required to. But it doesn't look like we have anything major coming out of the game. So that's good news. I thought just in the game, you look at the three phases, special teams, the field position was a huge part of the game. All three phases contributed to that, special teams especially, with the coverage. They had no return yards. We had the touchbacks from Tuck, which was pretty impressive because a few of those were into the wind. And the coverage on the punt was really good. The return game was solid. We were close to breaking a couple there, a couple of shoestring tackles, and they would have been out. We had a couple penalties there that were disappointing, the first touching on the punt. And we had a hold that brought back about, I think, a 15-yard return. Defense, the key on defense really was the red zone defense. Not giving up any touchdowns, only giving up 9 points. That's the bottom line. There were some run game fit issues. We had some real good ones, and we had a couple that weren't so good. They had a couple more big plays than we'd like to give up. But all in all, we had some missed opportunities, too. I mean, Andrew Luck's tough to bring down. You know, we'd have had a few more sacks if we'd have been able to get him down. And we had a couple chances for interceptions, as you guys all saw. So one of the things was mechanically induced, I think, not getting the one interception. But all in all, it was a very good day for us on defense when you just give up 9 points to an offense like that. And then offensively, we wanted to establish a run, and we were able to do that. That was really important, over 5 yards of carry. We controlled their pass rushers, which was big. Two of the best pass rushers in football. We're going to see two of the best pass rushers in football again this week, as it turns out. So that was a good thing. We got big plays. We had 8 big plays of 20 yards or more. We think we can be better on third down. Obviously, the turnovers are something that you've got to control, especially in the playoffs. Those are two things that we overcame. And then all in all, we just got to keep working on the penalties. So that's where we're at.
Obviously, you're not going to make lineup changes or decisions based on what fans and media say, but the offensive line configuration is something that people look forward to seeing with Michael Wright and K.O. with us. How do you feel that worked out?
I thought it worked out well. We played solidly, and I thought we did a good job. Obviously, run blocking and the pass protection was good, so those guys did a nice job.
John, have you been part of a team that's going 9 for 9 and special teams, no yards at all, 5 kickoffs, 4 punts? It's like a perfect game in baseball.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it like that. I don't know. I don't remember that. Don't remember ever giving up no yards in the return game. So it's a great accomplishment by those guys. It's good to have all the guys back, you know. To be at full strength is really important, and it does trickle down through all your units. So those guys had some guys up and playing that hadn't been playing on special teams or had been taking so many reps because they were playing double duty with their phase and special teams. Right. Well, as far as that second part of it goes, that's something we are looking into. Apparently, there was something that was said. Obviously, you don't go back into their bench, and Bernard said that already. He knows that. You don't respond. But there were some things apparently that were said that were out of line. And then you just got to get the strike zone down. What's happening is you take the strike zone into this area, this low chest area, and you think you're going to be legal, then all of a sudden the helmet's in that area. So the only answer is to go lower, and that's what we're going to have to do. Lower than the head or wherever the head might possibly be. You know, that's what the league tells us, and that's what we'll have to do. And that's so there was helmet-to-helmet contact there, so it was a good call. Right. Well, you know, that was a conversation that was between Sergio and I. I think most of it should remain private. But it was positive. It was kind of mutually agreed upon between the two of us. It was nothing that he did or didn't do. I still had told him I have high hopes for Sergio. I really do. He's a guy that I really. He and I have gotten real close, you know. And I feel some responsibility for him, you know. And really want to see him do well. And I really think he's got a chance to be good in this league. And, you know, just in the future, you know, we'll be there. I'll be there to support him, you know, and do whatever we can to help him. And you know, he's hoping for an opportunity somewhere where he can maybe be, you know, take the next step. No, we haven't filled it yet. We're still looking at that. We should have something done by later tonight. We're looking at possibly a linebacker or an offensive lineman, so it's just kind of up in the air right now.
John, are you seeing anything with the two Ray Rice fumbles?
Yeah, the ball got away. You know, he was trying probably too hard to make a play and trying to create, you know, like Ray does. He was able to create on that screen pass, but probably trying to do a little more than he needed to do, and the ball got away from his body and exposed it a little bit. He knew that right away coming off the field. He said the same thing, so that's what it turned out to be.
John, a very emotional game, an emotional scene after, you know, the win. Do you want to try to carry that same emotion forward going to Denver or wipe the slate clean and start over?
Well, you know, we'll probably build on that. It's a hard – I don't really have an either-or on that because it probably goes – there's probably yes to both of them. You know, there's probably an element that will carry forward because you're always building on what you are, you know. And hopefully we take all the things that have happened and we take it into that game emotionally and carry it with us. But it's a new game, you know. It's a whole new environment. It's a whole new situation for us. I think the slate is wiped clean in that sense, and it'll just be a new challenge for us.
John, with Paul Kruger and his recent stretch of games over the last two or three months, do you notice something technique-wise or just skill-set-wise he's doing differently that he wasn't doing before, even though he had a productive year last year and a good start to this year? Obviously, statistically, it's reached a different level.
Well, yeah, last year to this year, he's bigger, he's faster, and he's stronger. So all those things he did in the offseason to make himself, you know, physically a better, more explosive player. But, yeah, the technique stuff as well. He's done a great job. I think Ted Monachino's done a great job working the technique stuff. He's kind of built an array of pass rush moves that have been really effective, and they've built him around his specific talents. You know, he's able to get on that edge. He's got some real deceptive quickness at the top of the pocket where he can turn the corner, knock down the arms and turn the corner, or counter back inside. So he's used that stuff very effectively.
John, why has Dennis Pitta emerged so much as a weapon in the passing game, particularly in the red zone where he's, you know, cut a bunch of touchdown passes over the past, you know, 8-10 games?
You know, probably he's a heck of a player. You know, we had those kind of hopes for him. He's got great hands. He's got a knack, you know, for catching and getting upfield. The thing I think he's done a better job of more than anything, Matt, is he's making plays on his feet after he catches the ball. Maybe that's something we didn't see early in the year. You know, he'd catch and he wouldn't be able to keep his feet sometimes, but it seems like he's been able to kind of maintain that balance and get yards after the catch. It's led to a lot of production.
When you had a chance to actually go back and watch the film, what did you see from Ray from a physical standpoint?
He played well. He was physical at the point of attack. You know, he did a good job in the pass game. You know, the crazy thing about the game was we were on the field for so many plays. You know, I think everybody on defense got a little tired toward the end there. They held up pretty well, but 87 plays is a lot of plays to only give up 9 points. So Ray probably felt that at the end a little bit, just like the rest of the guys. But really, nothing negative. He played a good, solid game.
John, Joe Flacco seemed to be out of the pocket quite a bit yesterday. Is that something that he and Jim have been working toward?
Yes. Moving the pocket has been a goal, you know, of ours, and it's going to be important in this next game also. Whenever you've got great edge pass rushers, you need to move the pocket. And they've been working hard on whether it's stepping up in the pocket and making plays or stepping outside and making plays when the pass rush loses contain, and then keeping the play alive and trying to make some throws while he's doing that. So Joe can run. He's faster than people think. So he can get out of there and run for some yards too. So that's, yes, it's something they've been working on.
John, you look at around the league, there's a lot of teams that aren't even throwing the ball downfield very far. You know, they don't try it because of the possession games or whatever. It seems like you guys are real comfortable with Joe throwing it. Is that his big arm, or what is it that leads you to – is it his mentality, or?
Well, I don't know about other teams, but from a defensive perspective, it sure is a lot more of a threat if you can throw the ball downfield. And if you can't throw the ball downfield, the defense can suffocate you pretty quickly and sit on routes. So – in order to get people off you, you have to throw the ball downfield. You got to run them off. You got to push the ball downfield. Yes, Joe does throw the ball really well downfield. He made some great throws on the run, like you're talking about. He made a couple great throws with pressure in his face, even kind of off balance. He made a great throw on a comeback. So, you know, that's just one of his gifts. That's something he does really well, and something, you know, we need to continue to take advantage of.
Sorry,
Yeah, was he ever gone? It was pretty quick. Not surprised at all. You know, it's something that, you know, personally I expected him to be coaching right away. Andy's a great coach, great man. Got a lot of respect for him, and he'll do really well there.
John, you guys haven't had this organization, haven't had to go to Denver since 2006, so you haven't coached in that altitude. Is there any concerns about it, and are you doing anything different this week to prepare for the high altitude?
There are some concerns about it. We have done our homework on that, yes, and we have a plan for that. We're going to go out to the night before. We feel like that's the best way to do it, to try to stay within a 24-hour window in the altitude. We've got some other advice for our guys in order to take care of their bodies out there and be ready to go. But other than that, there's not much more you can do. I think our team's in very good shape. You know, I think we're going to be physically able to handle it.
John, last time you played Denver, obviously not the way you wanted it to go. Do you look at it as that one play that turned you around, or do you have guys back now that you believe you can compete better against that Peyton Manning and the rest of those?
Well, yeah, we believe we can compete better against them. They give them credit. They came in here and they played a whale of a football game. You know, they kept the pressure on us all three phases. And in the end, they were able to extend the lead, you know, and that's something that we're just going to have to do a better job of dealing with.
John, do you believe that there are times during the season where a team is more confident than others? And do you think that the Ravens are a more confident football team right now than they were when Denver came into town?
No, I don't feel that way. Well, they're a very well-rounded football team. I think they're one of the more complete teams in the league. They're very good on all three phases. You know, they obviously their offense is clicking on all cylinders. They can run it and they can throw it. They've got a premier quarterback. They've got playmakers outside. You know, they've got really strong receivers outside. They do a great job of bodying up and pushing off and creating separation that way. It's kind of what they do. The offensive line is really solid, really good. Defensively, you know, it starts with a pass rush. They just get tremendous pass rush, but they're also playing good run defense. Two really good inside backers, two really good outside backers, and some really physical guys inside. And they've got corners that can play. They've got a whole secondary back there that does a great job of hawking the ball. So special teams have played well. It's a really good football team. Yeah, if you look at the combine time, he's as fast as most all the backs. Yeah, he's Von Miller is a great talent, and you know, he's emerging as one of the top players in the league.
John, do you have any concern that if guys start lowering the strike zone, as you talked about, your team and around the league, that it may result in more knee injuries? Is this safety issue a solvable thing for the NFL? Is there a solution to all of this?
Probably a conversation best left for the offseason. You know, I think it's going to be something that's going to be really important. You know, we've talked about that before in here. So, you know, the league and the Players Association, and I ran into D. Maurice before the game. And, you know, everybody's concerned about it. Everybody wants to do the right thing. Safety is really important, and it's going to have to be talked about, and just keep trying to, you know, keep chasing that thing down.
John, you mentioned how Denver is clicking, and obviously everyone says it's an advantage for the bye week because you get to rest, but when a team is operating that well and winning 11 in a row, is there any danger or is anything you can exploit in the fact that they've had a week off and they're not, maybe not as crisp as they would have been?
You know, there are pros and cons. I think there's pros and cons. When you play, you usually think of what are the cons of playing. The biggest con is you have to win. You know, if you don't win, you don't get to go on. When you have the bye week, you know, you're going to be in that division around no matter what. The fact that you've played is a plus because you've played and you have a chance to be sharper, especially if you get out of it healthy. We had that concern last year with the bye. So, you know, there are pluses and minuses both ways. And, you know, we'll try to maximize the pluses of our situation and they'll try to maximize the pluses of theirs. But I would say, yes, that's true.
How important is it to get
12th man yesterday, the fans, and about putting Ray in that last offensive play?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. The crowd was incredible. You know, it was one of those historic moments that all of us in here and anybody who was there is never, ever going to forget. I had a chance to just see a couple pictures, and, you know, when we did the introductions, I thought we were supposed to run out of the tunnel. There was no running out of any tunnel. The tunnel was blockaded, right, with our players and basically our players, you know, and anybody else that was nearby. I came out for pregame, and the place was almost packed. I'm talking about way early, an hour before the game. And then, obviously, we came back out, you know, 10 minutes before the game, before the introductions, and the place was just stuffed. And it was just – it was as loud as would be during most games, you know. It was one of those great moments. So proud of our fans. So pleased that we all have something that we will be able to talk to our kids and our grandkids about, you know, a Baltimore football moment, you know, that's going to just live on. It's that's kind of why you do this. You know, it's kind of why you're a fan, to be a part of moments like this.
Was there anything quantifiable that you can say the team was able to do yesterday because of all that surrounded that jump?
You know, there probably is. I just wouldn't know how to quantify it, but there's got to be. You know, it had to have an impact. The emotions were real. You know, it was tangible. We all felt it. And, you know, but they had it too. You know, they had their reasons too. You know, so both teams had a lot going on. It had a lot of juice that way.
John, I know it's difficult enough making a cross-country trip. Players talk about that all the time. How much more challenging does it make the preparation this week, just with a day and a short week?
Well, it's a big challenge because, you know, you just have one less day to get ready. And, you know, obviously they've been preparing for us for a week. I'm sure they prepared for us in the Colts last week, so that's an edge. That's something that Mark's talking about there. We just have to deal with it. You know, we just have to – it is what it is. It's not a problem. It's a good problem to have is a better way to say it. It's a good problem to have. You know, just we'll attack it with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind, as Jack Harbaugh would say right back there at the back of the room.
Get ahead on a quarterback like Peyton, particularly on the road for you guys?
Well, you can't win the game if you don't get ahead. You get ahead, you got to stay ahead, you know. So at some point in time, we got to get ahead. The main thing is to be ahead at the end, obviously. But playing from behind is a challenge, and that's kind of to your point. It's because Peyton keeps the pressure on you, certainly, and they can play a little more free if they got a lead, but more so maybe the defense. You know, and that defense, when they get a lead on you, they can crank it up a little bit because you become a little more one-dimensional. So we sure like to get ahead, and then once we get ahead, we need to stay ahead.
Our apologies yesterday compared him to a MacBook, Peyton Manning. How tough
to
is
a
it?
What?
A MacBook, you know, a computer thing. How tough is it to prepare for somebody of that stature? I mean, in you know, normal terms.
Well, he's not a computer. That's for sure. He's he may have a computer for a brain, but he's a man, and you know, we're gonna need to try to confuse him, you know, and we're gonna need to try to put pressure on him, and we'll need to cover their receivers and, you know, stop the run game. They've got a very good run game with the running back, so it's a great analogy, Bruce. I'm gonna try to figure out if I could. It was Bernard's. Okay, I'll try to get Bernard's head there a little bit, but now he's a real smart quarterback. You know, I think that's the point.
Easier just to simply keep Peyton Manning off the field? I know last time you guys spoke about not being able to get past the field, so keep giving him chances and eventually he's going to catch it.
Right. It's really critical. I mean, first of all, we have to get first downs. We did not do that the first time around after the first, you know, turnover we had there. We went a long stretch where we had a number of three and outs. We probably had more three and outs in that game than any game we've had, which is a credit to our defense, and that's a good thing. But then we couldn't capitalize on them and stay off the field, so we just had too many plays. We were on the field for too many plays yesterday too. So getting off the field in third down is going to be critical. If we could create a couple turnovers, that would be big. And then, you know, extending drives on offense is going to be really important. Well, yeah, we've been kind of throughout the course of the season, if you look at it as a whole, we've been pretty consistent with the run game, big picture-wise. We've had games where they haven't been as good. You know, you get behind, it's hard to run the ball. When you can't run the ball as well, like the last Denver game, which we really wanted to run the ball, they just did a great job. Give them credit. They did a good job against us up front. We couldn't run the ball. So you want to be able to run the ball. And they would say that, every team in the league would probably say that. And for us, that's going to be a big part of our formula.
In this altitude, how important is it to have two running backs with the capabilities of what you have in terms of possessing the ball?
That's a great point. You know, the fact that we've got two guys that are, you know, every time they touch the ball, they're a threat to go, you know, and the fact that the altitude is probably going to be a factor as far as, you know, guys who are carrying the ball getting gassed. those two guys are going to take care of each other, and that's something that we've been building on.
Obviously, the game situation will dictate, but do you think you would be more likely to go for a longer field goal given the altitude and it's easier to make?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Those are, you know, their guy's proven they can kick a long one, and I think our guy has proven that he can bang it. So, you know, the whole key on the long ones is to kick it straight, because the further it travels, the more it's off originally, just slightly, the more it obviously tracks, and it tracks outside the upright. So, you know, the one thing about Justin Tucker is he kicks a very straight ball. So that gives us, I think, an advantage in that kind of situation where we might be able to do that. Are you a draw guy or a slice guy?
Which guy?
So you get to see the whole course.
Right. John, I know you guys don't like making excuses, especially for injuries, but you have three important players back that you didn't have last week or against Denver the last time. How does that affect things? How does that, you know, especially against a quarterback like Peyton Manning who mixes it up and does different things and is balanced, how does that kind of affect preparation?
Well, it's got to be a positive. You know, you're right. We haven't mentioned the injury thing. You know, it's not something our guys have talked about. The guys who went in there and played well this year, I'm really proud of the way those guys played. I think our guys who went in there and played well. We've probably played more guys. I don't have the stats on this, but it's hard for me to imagine a team who's played more players than we have this year extensively. And we're more full strength now than we've ever been all year. So it's the right time to be healthy, and I'm hoping those guys will have a big impact.
John, injuries have given players like Chucky Brown a foreseeable amount of playing time.
Right.
What did you see from him yesterday, and you foresee his playing time increasing even more?
Well, you know, he and I had a conversation coming off the field, and he told me, he said, "Hey, I'm growing up, Coach. I'm growing up," you know, and he is. You know, he's playing technique. He's playing good, solid technique. His eyes are in the right place. I'm quite sure that Peyton is going to try to double move our guys, especially guys like Shockey, the young guys, and we're just going to have to play good, solid technique against that. And we're more equipped to do that now than we've ever been.